It's 88.5 KCSN. Happy to welcome Dwight and Patricia from The Wind and the Wave to the station with me, Sky Daniels. How are you guys?
I'm great. Thank you for having us up. You can call me Patty if you want.
But I like Patricia.
If you want. Okay, you like Patricia. So does my mom.
It sounds like an artiste. In interviews I've seen you do in the past, you do really believe in you know, that healing power, that good feeling that comes from not only making music, but receiving and hearing music. That's still a driving force for you guys?
Yeah, and it's a constant journey, and not always a struggle, but yeah, it comes from the inside out.
Right.
Sure. Music saved my life when I was a kid, and you know, disappearing into headphones and listening to Unforgettable Fire and Cure Disintegration and stuff like that. That was my, you know, lifesaver. So
yeah, we're fans first.
Yeah, and we get letters from people telling us that we saved their lives and stuff, and there's nothing more meaningful to us than that. It's the whole reason we do it, you know?
And it's a great purpose, and I'm sure it's rewarding when someone shares that sense of, you know, your music got me through this. It's humbling.
You're just like, what?
I didn't know that was why I did it until we started receiving messages like that, and it just became much more of a thing on its own.
Say all's well that ends well, that's why I come home to you, home to you, home to you. Breathe it in, let it out, settle down. Why you carrying all that mess around? Breathe it in, let it out, settle down. Why you carrying all that mess around? My mind is a thunderstorm, and the rain is falling harder than I've ever seen before. Or a summer day when the sun don't shine, I can't get my feet back on the ground till the clouds roll by. I know you. I know you. Well, breathe it in, let it out, settle down. Why you carrying all that mess around? Breathe it in, let it out, settle down. Why you carrying all that mess around? I wouldn't waste another day running around this crazy town, running from the mess you made. I'm gonna find another way to get along, love somebody, know it's gonna be okay. So breathe it in and let it out, settle down. Why you carrying all that mess around? Breathe it in, let it out, settle down. Why you carrying all that mess around?
Breathe it in, let it out, settle down. Why you carrying all that mess around? Breathe it in, let it all settle down.
The title of the album is Happiness Is Not a Place. And you worked with one of our good friends, Butch Walker. Now, how did you get together with Butch?
Well, we made this record a while ago, and I had produced our last record, and that's kind of what I do when I'm not touring. And we had come off two very long tours, and I had made two records that took me a month and a half a piece. I was fried. At that point, our other label had said, let's start the new record. And I was like, okay. And I figured we were just going to walk in there and knock it out like we usually do. And I walked in and just was not there. And I tried twice or maybe even three times to make that record. And then I called Rainey, our A&R person. I said, this isn't happening. I can't do it this time.
What was it? Was it just the mental exhaustion? Or
I think it was partly mental exhaustion. It's partly when we wrote our first record, we were unsigned.
We weren't even a band.
Yeah, it wasn't intended to be a record. And, when you write without the gaze of fans, you can do whatever you want. You feel no obligation.
Because you think no one's going to hear it.
Yeah. Right. But when we had a record that had resonated with a lot of people, it was kind of like, do you have to do that again? So I was struggling with some of that. I knew I wanted to step forward, but I wanted to also not disenfranchise the people that had already liked what we did. So I was just having trouble finding that line. When we talked about different producers, Rainey and I both came up with Butch. Main reason being, he's a similar dude to me if you add in motorcycles and guns. And
notwithstanding.
Yeah, yeah. And he's a Southern boy and he same personality as us. And I think that he had just made his first record that he hadn't produced for himself with Ryan Adams.
That's
in
right.
20 years, And this would be the first record that I haven't produced that I've been a part of in 17 years. And I just figured if anyone understood the absolute horrifying fear I was going to have with
handing that, over,
it would be Butch. And I thought he would handle us with kid gloves, and instead he just kind of punched us around the room and forced us into making this super live raw record. And I was uncomfortable the whole time, and he enjoyed every moment of that. and I'm really glad we did it, because there's a real urgency to the record that comes from a lot of those live takes,
And I'm going to assume that that now, moving forward, that's informed your own sensibilities about how you might approach making a record, and you picked up a few pointers and perhaps
sure.
a few new perspectives.
I think there's a lot of ways to make a great record. I think that Rundgren proves that you can spend a year on a record and make it incredible too. It comes down to the songs, but there is something about, we made this record in 9 days. There is something about capturing those moments really quickly. I would say, Butch, I think I just literally played the wrong chord on every chorus. And he would go, that doesn't matter. No one's going to hear that. That's part of the character of the record. And I would go, yeah, I really think I should replay that. And he would just put his hand on his pistol, which was on the top of his console. And I go, all right, that's fine. Let's just leave it.
I was going to ask about his bedside manner, but I guess hand on gun kind of sums that up for me, right?
Honestly, he reminds me a lot of the way I make records in terms of how I deal with clients, which is I've been described as a football coach producing records, and he's similar. We both grew up with dads that would kick our ass.
Gonna get you wet, gonna save your soul. It's the damnedest thing. Oh, it's the damnedest thing. You swear nothing's gonna happen, you're invincible. Pedal to the metal down a dark dirt road. It's the damnedest thing. Oh, it's the damnedest thing. Troublemaker, where are you off to now? I can tell you this ain't working out for anyone. Troublemaker, where are you off to now? I can tell you this ain't working out for anyone. My heart burns, yeah, I'm tired of the same old stuff. Running like a river from God knows what, it's the damnedest thing. Oh, it's the damnedest thing. Don't die, you're just a baby and you're way too young. You haven't lived till you've been to the Grand Canyon. It's the damnedest thing. Oh, it's the damnedest thing. Troublemaker, where are you off to now? I can tell you this ain't working now for anyone. Troublemaker, where are you off to now? I can tell you this ain't working now for anyone. Oh, 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 oh. to piss me off. Some people just don't have a rock bottom. I guess that's you. Don't die, you're just a baby, yeah, you're way too young. You haven't lived till you've been to the Grand Canyon. It's the damnedest thing. Oh, it's the damnedest thing. Hey! Troublemaker, where are you off to now? I can tell you this ain't working now for anyone.
Well, Grand Canyon is the first thing we've heard, and it sounds like it does have an energy to it, and it does have, you know, to say that it has an edge, that wouldn't be exactly the term I'm looking for, because
to me, it's not, that urgency.
Yeah,
it's,
urgency.
And recklessness.
Kind of,
you
just
know?
Kind of rolling down a hill.
We that's a live
as
take.
As opposed to a canyon.
Yeah, yeah. That's a live take. That's a live take from her. There's bleed of drums and everything all in one room. Butch on bass, Mark Stepper on drums, and me on guitar, and Patty singing. And there's no click. So you hear it speed up and slow down.
Definitely does that.
I mean, it sounds like an old rock and roll record, you know, which is great.
And think about when you touch on that, and we think about records that have become just iconic
classics,
legacies.
Yeah.
And that was one take, and they had to hit it and get it.
Totally. I mean, you know, all of the Hendrix stuff was recorded in little three-hour blocks, and that blows my mind, but it's totally true. They would get as many songs as they could in 3 hours. What? You know? That's insane.
Cost efficient.
Yeah,
well, but then again, he decided in the case of Hendrix, he needed his own studio because he lost that sense of urgency.
Right.
It was now I'll take 3 years to.
Yeah,
to
but
make
some
it.
Of that, yes. And that's, I think that goes with what I was saying, that you can do it. You can do amazing classic stuff both ways.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, in the period between your last record where you were writing and producing and doing everything, you also found and broadened a new audience with covers that you did. And in particular, your cover of Snow Patrol's Chasing Cars. Do you ever know, or can you ever get a handle on, well, okay, why is this thing becoming such a viral sensation? How did you respond when you saw it take off as it
that
did?
That one was a weird one. That
I
was
mean, I feel like I can we can attribute it to the Derek dying in that moment. It was intense, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was a
for
weird
viewers,
one. We got a call from the Grey's Anatomy people, because we had done a couple of other covers for them that year. And they said, hey, will you do a cover of Chasing Cars? I didn't have any time, neither did she. We were leaving on tour. We did that song in an hour and a half.
Beat Hendrix's record.
Yeah. I mean, literally, I played a piano. I played a Rhodes over the top. She sang it. We sent it in. It was like that. That song went to number one in like 11 countries. It's like, what? Okay, well, let's just stop working so hard, maybe. Maybe that's the key.
It is, if it's so simple.
Yeah, it's a great song, though. I mean,
simple,
all credit to
simple,
Snow Patrol. It's an incredible song. Simple, incredible song.
Wearing dirty clothes, I can't feel my legs. Said I call you. I just want to go to bed, sleeping in the back of my mind. The sun down, a sliver of the moon, somewhere in Oregon, headed to a hotel room, dying in the back, crying in the back of my mind. And these screens I see, they only give so much. I wish I had someone to touch. TV down at the Holiday Inn. Boy, in the back, boy, in the back of my mind, but I miss my lover. God, I wanna feel those hands, but I'm pouring out my heart to another man. And dying in the back, crying in the back of my mind. And these screens I see, well, they only give so much. I wish I had someone to touch. The redhead in Aberdeen, a friend in Los Angeles. Only in the back, only back of my mind. Oh.
The touring, you know, Kaleo, of course, there's been a problem with tonight due to, I guess, some vocal problems on Kaleo's front. Is that show getting rescheduled? Do you know?
I'm sure it will. I mean, we're on tour with them all fall, too, so I'm sure.
But you're also then going to go out with the aforementioned Butch. You're going to come back, and you're going to play at the Terragram in September 17th with Butch. I can't assume it now. I imagine that going out together will extend and deepen the bond that you have. But then again, now I'm worried that one of you are going to, get pistol whipped. How should I be viewing this?
Oh, well, outside of the studio, I think I can take him. I mean, he's got his guns, but I've got the fists of fury. You know?
You've got guns,
too. I grew up on the streets of Houston, you know. Georgia and Houston can go.
Okay.
You know? Now, we love each other, though. I think we'll drink too much whiskey and laugh. I think that'll be pretty much the story of that tour.
Well, it's going to be fun. We certainly hope that everything goes well on the Kaleo tour. What a great time to be out with them, because they really have.
It's the time to be out with somebody.
Well,
they
took a while
mm-hmm.
for them to find an audience, and it's happening, and it's always something that we certainly appreciate when we see.
Well, we understand the position they're in too. We had to cancel Bonnaroo 10 minutes before we went on because Patty's voice stopped working.
Yep.
You know, we understand that moment. It's tough.
It sucks.
We canceled a week of shows and then got back out and made the rest of the festivals that season. But it's tough when that happens, especially when you're right in the middle of a single and things feel and momentum's happening. I mean, I imagine they're devastated right now. It's not a fun place to be.
Not to mention they're so far away from home.
Well, we'll hope the best for that, and we wish the best for you guys with the album. As we said, Happiness Is Not a Place is the name of the forthcoming album. Grand Canyon is the song you're hearing on KCSN, and thanks for coming out. It's
Thank
always
you
good to see you guys.
The opportunity.
We'll come in anytime you want us to have.
You got it. It's 88.5 KCSN with the Wind and the Wave.